It's like a daily four-hour bender with no hangover. The Don and Mike Show.
Howdy, hi, we're back. Thank you for listening in Cleveland, Ohio, every day on WERE. In Sioux City, Iowa, Magic 99.5, KKMA-FM. Right here in Washington, D.C.
You ever do that when you were a kid?
106.7 WJFK, New Home with the Washington Redskins.
You just look at somebody, who's like...
Yeah, sure.
I think we've done it in our adult lives, but I mean, just go...
Hey, a couple of notes here before we move on with the program. Here's a fax from somewhere, Baltimore. Dear Don and Mike, I played football at Duke in the 1980s, and your Sonny Jurgensen story is a little exaggerated. The number of pizzas Sonny really ate increased every year. My reliable sources say he ate 8 pizzas.
Okay, well, that sounds about right.
By the way, Sonny hates to be reminded of his days at Duke. Well, I don't know. And that's from Stephen Holt. Thank you. Thank you, Stephen.
He didn't sound that upset about it.
He sounded indifferent like he is about everything. Hello?
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah, I was with this is Domino's Pizza with donating pizzas again.
Oh, right. Hold on a second. Hold on. Good. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
So many people.
Hello.
We'd love to have Santa Claus.
Hello.
Where is that tape? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. This is Ross from York, New York.
Yes, Rob.
I'm trying to get a hold of WHTK to complain to them because at 4:30 every day, you guys go completely out of, they shut off the power or something. I can't get you guys.
That must be a power change that they have in the afternoon.
Yeah, but this is always during the wintertime. During the summertime, I got you right up to 7 o'clock.
Yeah, normally they do the changing of the powers in the winter.
At sunset.
See, I'll explain this to you. When you're listening on an AM station, since the sunlight stays out longer in the summer, the station doesn't have to change the power until it gets dark. Because I'm sure they're protecting another station's signal somewhere.
But Don, that's not fair.
This is very boring.
But how can I join a 4-hour club when I only get you for an hour?
That's a good point. That's a good point. I'm with you.
Move closer to the transmitter.
Well, I'm just outside of Rochester. Well, one tomorrow I pick up Buffalo, but I'm losing that one, too. It's further away.
Okay.
Man.
I'm looking up in the Yellow Pages, and I can't even find their telephone number. And
well, listen, we're going on in St. Louis tomorrow on a very powerful station. Why don't you move to St. Louis?
Well, Kodak wouldn't like that.
Oh, you work for Kodak?
Yeah.
Big operation up there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do for Kodak?
24 years. I don't want to lose it now.
Works in the phlegm processing.
What do you do for Kodak?
Huh?
Huh?
What? I'm all set over here.
What do you...
Bring those pictures through.
What do you do for Kodak?
Safety coding.
I service. I'm working out...
Your Kodak picture is coated with phlegm.
That's their secret. How do you think they've been number one for so long? All the movies are made with Kodak, now with phlegm.
Thank you for listening.
Okay, well, how do I get them?
How do you get what?
How do I get a hold of WHTK and complain?
Look at a phone book.
I did, and there's nothing in there.
Call directory assistance.
Well, we have a number for them, don't we?
But that would charge if I did that.
Call this number, sir. 1-800.
1-800. 529-9900.
Before you get through to them, you have to ask for the Don and Mike Interactive CD-ROM.
Hold on, I was kidding. That's the number for our CD-ROM. Here's the real number to call. 415.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, this is the real number. 415-979-0242. You know what? As a matter of fact, hold on. I'll
give him a demonstration.
I'll dial it for you right now.
We'll see if it's working.
Hold on a second. 415.
Just see if it's working for this guy so we can help him out because we care about the listeners.
Okay. What happened to him? He's on line 5. Is this you again?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, hold on. I'm calling the station right now. Oh, wait a minute.
Hold on.
Oh, everybody's calling it, too.
Because, you know, he could get through and complain, but I think if we make the call, we could be able to help him out.
Sure. We care about our listeners.
Are you there?
Hold on, here he is.
Hello? Oh, yeah.
All right.
There you go. All right. Oh, goodness. Everybody's trying to call. Hold on again.
That sounded odd. Sounded like the line had some phlegm on it.
Maybe it's secreted from his phone line. All the way from Rochester, New York.
These phone lines seem to be all stuck together.
Well, now I'm getting that fast busy. You know the problem? When you give out a phone number on a national radio show, people just call it.
Everybody wants to call it.
979-0242. Darn it, I really wanted to help this guy out. See if it's going to ring. No. Hey, listen, you just got to try that number on your own, okay?
Okay, we'll do that. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Could you read it back to me again?
Pardon me?
Could you, let's turn that thing off. Can you read me back the number again, please? Hello?
Hello, where did he go?
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, bless you, Sherry.
Bless you, Sherry. I'm very sorry. Excuse me.
Ah, there's some pixie dust. Pixie dust coming out of Sherry's nose. It'd be a good time to run down all the Sherry stuff. It's pixie dust out of her nose.
Right.
Hostess Twinkie when she goes number two.
Uh-huh.
And when she gets hemorrhoids, tasty jujubes.
Isn't that wonderful?
The world according to Sherry. All right, let me try that one more time.
Let's try it one more time. You know, that sounded a lot like Seymour.
Kind of did.
Faye Weber's husband.
Faye Weber's husband. Ow! Mike, I'm radioactive. That's what this is, actually. It's a Geiger counter. And I am totally radioactive.
That guy knows all about radioactive. I've seen him at the beach before looking for coins.
Hey, listen, another question here before we talk to Alex and find out about our date with Rockhead. When I was watching the Cowboys game yesterday, watching the Redskins-Cowboys game, as I know everybody did because it was the national game, I'm curious what happened to the kid. John Madden had a picture of a kid who had a football that was signed by Jerry Jones.
Okay.
A football that was signed by the owner. And the kid was selling the football. It was classic John Madden where he sees something that's going on in the crowd and they talk about it. Well, now, first off, they're goofing like, who would want a football signed by Jerry Jones anyway?
Right.
And then they go to a shot of Jerry Jones, who at that point was up in his box. Then they went back to another shot of the little kid who's holding the football, and it obviously says Jerry Jones, and they showed him selling it. So now they're talking about how much money he got. And Summerall says, oh, I think he got at least 50 bucks. And Madden says, no, he got 20 bucks. Well, they go back and they look at the videotape, and they close up on the videotape, and you see there's two 20s and a 10.
Right.
So that they know that at least the kid has at least gotten 50 bucks for it.
Right.
And it's a cute little bit, right?
Sure, sure.
So the game goes on, and about 5 minutes later, Madden says, uh-oh, look at this. And they got a shot, and obviously a shot that they didn't want on television, the people from Texas Stadium. Okay. It's two security guys throwing the kid out of the stadium.
Leading him out of the stadium.
Leading him out of the tunnel, too. And like, it's a 10-year-old kid from this thing. Yeah. It's just a little kid. And there's one of the guys with the yellow jackets on one side and one on the other, say security, and they're leading him out, and they never followed up on that on the Fox football game about what happened.
It was in USA Today. What
was
happened
it? To get you? What?
He's never been seen again.
Okay. Hello. What am I doing here? Don and Mike show. Hello.
Funeral service Tuesday.
Hello.
Hi. That phone number they gave up at that radio station?
Yes.
That wasn't Rochester, New York.
Oh, my God. It wasn't? What was it?
415 is the San Francisco Bay Area code.
Well, did you call the number?
No, I used to live out there.
Oh. Hey, smart guy. Why don't you try calling it, and then maybe you'll figure out what we were doing.
Oh, okay.
We didn't want to have to explain what that phone number was, but, well, we've been trying to call it now, and we can't get through.
It's a phone number for Leather Buddies.
Leather Buddies. See?
That's why you are the radio guy.
Yeah. And that's why you're the listener. You dope. 415-979-0241.
Leather Buddies, an organization Don and I both have joined.
I don't know what the deal is with this Geiger counter phone, though. Let me try. Hey, I'm open for discussion about what happened to that little kid yesterday.
Son, were you selling that football with Jerry Jones on it? Son, we're going to have to take you back to Cowboy Security.
No, and that's exactly what happened. And also, you know, when they got a shot of Jerry Jones up in his box during the game, you know he sees himself on television. And obviously what had happened was, some of the people in the booth are probably kidding him, like, hey, look, hey, that kid's selling your football.
That ain't worth anything to him. Jerry, he's selling your ball down there.
And then Summerall comes on and says, 50 bucks? You realize the ball costs more than 50 bucks.
I bet he was led away, and he was sent up probably after the game to Jerry Jones's office, and Jerry Jones sat down and said,
now, son.
You're bitter.
I understand you don't think that football has any value, but that has my name on it, and you sold it, which, as far as I'm concerned, is a violation of cowboy law. We're going to have to send you away to military school, and your parents will not be notified.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I'm the guy that won the Sony mini disc system a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I just pulled that thing out of the box yesterday. That's a wonderful, wonderful item. I sure
wonderful.
Appreciate that.
Marvelous. Marvelous. It's one of the Sony's marvelous. All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Much appreciated. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who knows about this kid?
You know, this. I'm hearing that crackling on all the lines, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, what is it illegal to sell a football at a football game?
I don't think it's illegal. I think that it was Jerry Jones got his nose out of joint because they were making fun of him on TV.
It is illegal to sell a Jerry Jones football.
We can solve this. Diana, bring me the number to Cowboys. I'll just call them.
I just don't see why he was escorted out of the game. Where was he taken
to? All right, I'll call the Dallas Cowboys. 415-979-0242.
Now, I'm going to give you a Jerry Jones T-shirt, a Jerry Jones helmet.
You get to join Leather Buddies.
And there's no way that you can sell any of those things. You got me?
Fine.
You are a bitter little boy.
Don't hurt me. Don't hurt me, Mr. Jones.
Very simple, son.
Ah.
Son.
Hold on. Here you go. Here's that number the guy in Rochester will be calling. We finally got through.
Leather Buddies is a private membership club for hot guys into leather, rubber, and uniforms only. Our meetups are once a month on the third Wednesday of each month. Our next event is Wednesday.
This is why we gave out that phone number, okay?
Finally. 8:30 to 11:30 only. Party till you drop. Entry is $7. You must have a valid Buddies membership card.
Sure.
Cards are $2 and are valid for 6 months.
Hey, buddy.
New members and members who have lost their cards must present valid photo ID, be at least 21 years old, mm-hmm. and agree to our club policies, including our mandatory dress code.
Hello.
Leather boots are mandatory.
Ken must enter
with at least one of these leather items.
Hello.
Harness, codpiece,
harness,
chaps, jock, pants, shirt, vest,
jacket?
Or black leather jacket with
no shirt, yes.
Or full uniform. Rubber substitute fully acceptable. Bondage table, St. Andrew's cross, slings, boot shine stand, socks, glory holes, optional clothes check, rubbers, lube, and gloves provided.
Boot shine stands.
And towel, hand shower available.
Hello.
Bath lube available at cost for fisting. Bring your own restraints, cuffs, and toys. Leather Buddies will be at the Holy Place. 933
Harrison
Street.
Did we miss
Street.
Something, Sherry?
I think so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did we miss?
Don't tell me. Based on what happened last week, just don't tell me.
Okay.
I didn't hear anything.
No, maybe not. I know.
Oh. Ah, that's okay.
Okay.
What was it?
That's okay. Ah. Nothing wrong with that.
Problem.
That happens around here all the time.
Hello.
All right, let's call the Cowboys. Here we go.
That's the pregame routine
okay.
for this show.
Sorry. My own, you know.
Absolutely.
Sheltered existence. I'm sorry.
Sure. I say, Mike, you up for some fisting?
Oh, God.
Mike says, yeah. How else are we going to have a good
Dallas
show
Cowboys.
Today? Yes, hello, Dallas Cowboys.
Hello.
Cowboys?
Yes.
Hello, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. We're doing our national radio show right now. We were wondering if there was someone who could tell us what happened to the little boy who got thrown out of the stadium yesterday for selling Jerry Jones's football.
Let me put you to PR.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ah, this is Jerry Jones.
He's running everything there.
He's not having his press conference.
Public relations.
Yes, hi. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. We're doing our national radio show right now. And we were curious, if you could tell us what happened to the little kid that was thrown out of the stadium yesterday.
He was thrown out of the stadium.
Why?
He was on the field of play. He did not have any credential. Was not performing a job down there to be on the field.
It wasn't because he was selling the football that had Jerry Jones' name on it?
It was when he was seen and spotted doing that, and when he was approached and discovered that he had no credential and was not working for anyone, he was escorted off the field.
Did he have a ticket?
I do not know that.
So there...
Merry Christmas from the Dallas Cowboys!
Well, we were just curious, and yeah, you cleared it. So he was like thrown out completely of the stadium, as far as you know?
He was escorted off the field. If he had a ticket, he would have been sent back into the stands.
Okay.
If he didn't have a ticket, he would have been kicked out of the stadium.
Okay, that's nice. That's really nice. Thank you, Scrooge.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There you go.
All right, mystery solved.
Well, you know, at least that's what they were giving us. That was the company line. Yeah, he didn't have a ticket. That poor boy didn't have a ticket.
Kids wearing a dog collar right now in Jerry Jones's wine cellar.
Hey, the kid's got guts, though, going down on the field and stuff, just walking around.
Now, see, again, I was watching this as I was doing other stuff, like I always am when I'm watching television. It didn't look like the kid was on the field. It looked like the shot was up in the stands.
Really?
For goodness sakes, yeah. I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I wonder if they got many calls about that today.
Sounded like he knew that he had to give us the information.
Hello?
Hold on. Do you mean a dyke or a lesbian? Are you a dyke or a lesbian or both?
somebody playing us a little tape.
I hate it when people accuse us falsely of things like that.
I'm the dyke. He's the lesbian.
There you go.
Get it straight. We'll be right back to talk to Alex about her date with Joe Rockhead.
I'm the dyke.
I'm the lesbian.
No, it's vice versa.
I'm the lesbian.
I'm the dyke.
Be right back.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
WJFK.
5:32, and now it's Sherry Liquor time. Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Traffic control for WJFK.
The station with less BS.
How are ya?
WJFK.
Using the comedy Zamboni to clean the ice arena of life. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Howdy, hi, we're back. Great to be back. Thank you for listening. Phone calls coming up in the next hour on a rotating random phone scan. Radio's Buzz Burbank with a look at news in a second. And being as we don't no longer have a Rudy Martsky, we don't have a sports reporter on the program.
Yes, he will be missed.
We will go through. Good luck to you. We will go through the list of celebrities, such as they are, to see if we can find somebody besides Al Molinaro to report on the weekend sports scene.
I didn't think it'd be possible that we'd go to the well with Al Molinaro so many times where he'd get angry, but I think we're actually perhaps maybe two or three calls away from that.
No, I don't think so. I think unlike Dick Van Patten, who for a couple of years was our emergency celebrity in the glass, where we'd break the glass, we needed a celebrity.
Till we abuse the privilege.
I think that Al Molinaro will be there for us. Goodness knows, if he's not, we can try Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Sure.
Fred DeCordova.
Right.
Fabio.
Yeah.
Quincy Jones.
Fabio.
Helen Thomas.
I'd love to hear Fabio do a sports report.
Well, you'll get a chance to hear it in the next hour. At least you'll get to hear his answering machine.
Sure, that's nice.
That's for sure. Hey, Cinderella, come here for a second.
Alex Cleveland, enter and sign in, please.
Her new name, of course, Cinderella. She got flown up to Boston this weekend.
All right.
And she got to kiss her frog. And here she is now, Alex Cleveland, who went on the dream date to Boston with Joe Rockhead this weekend. The first time some of our interns have actually mated.
Yes, it's terrific. Was it a whirlwind trip for you, Alex?
I'm still spinning.
Ah, really?
Now, Alex, I noticed that you cut your bangs.
I did.
And you did that for Joe Rockhead, because when we had him on the phone last week, he said he didn't like your bangs.
Yeah.
So you cut your bangs.
You cut your bangs before the trip?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Wow.
I cut them, yeah.
Wow.
Did you get all fixed up? Did you get all fixed up?
I wore a skirt yesterday, yeah.
Oh, you wore a dress? Good.
So can you tell us the high points and the, we know there'll be low points of the weekend with Joe Rockhead?
Well, we went to the Nutcracker yesterday, which is really nice.
Mm. Ooh, how erotic. Culture.
Very erotic.
Indubitably. Would you like to go to the Nutcracker this week?
Now, you didn't want to stay in the dormitory with Joe Rockhead and his friends.
Good move on that one, Alex.
So we got you a nice hotel room in Boston?
Yeah, very nice hotel room, yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's funny. I went upstairs like 3 o'clock in the morning. I went to my hotel room. And I'm opening
did you,
the
excuse
door.
Me, did you say it was 3 o'clock in the morning when you went to your hotel room?
It was a long night. I'm telling you.
Was this
you.
Sunday morning, 3 a.m. Sunday morning?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah, you know, she just tried to throw that right in there. I picked up on that one. Mm-hmm. Mm.
And,
so you're out with him till 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, we went to just a couple of little bars and stuff in the area.
Yeah, leather buddies.
Leather.
Right.
So
Joe Rockhead wore a leather shirt, a leather coat with no shirt.
Greetings.
He was in a tie, and he cleaned up real nice.
Really?
He cleaned up real nice. And you, did you clean up real nice, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Now, did he meet you at the airport?
Yeah, he did.
Tell us about the date.
Wow.
Okay. So we went to a couple of little bars in the area, and we just had some beers and chatted.
He must have really been the big man on campus. He could have told us. I'm sure he said to his friends, hey, listen, I'm flying a girl in from Washington. I got to go to the airport and pick this chick up, and I might not be home tonight because she has a hotel room.
Yeah, I indubitably. Got a hotel room, indubitably. Yeah. Figured I'd impress her. Go to the Nutcracker. We'll go to the Nutcracker.
So, did you kiss him at all?
No.
Did he try to kiss you?
No.
So he was a perfect gentleman the whole time?
He was an absolute gentleman, yeah. Opened doors for me, pulled out chairs for me.
You know something? I'm looking at you right now. You know something? The first time I really know it, I know it for sure. You got a thing for him. You do.
Oh, no, she's rolling her eyes as if to say, no, Mike. No, no, no.
It's written all over your face. You like him, don't you? You really do.
Do you like him, Alex?
I like him very much, but...
Do you like him as a boyfriend?
No.
No?
No.
So I was totally wrong? That's what I said. It was written all over your face. I'm just trying to make it happen. No way?
No.
Did he touch you at all? I mean, did he touch your arm? Did he touch your...
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, probably. And we were together for like 24 hours.
So. Pawing like an animal.
So you didn't need your thighs or anything like that?
He didn't touch you, touch your butt or anything, did he? No.
When you got on the plane to come home, and you were fine, or actually, better when you were finally off, and you didn't have to see Rocket, and he finally left, did you go, oh, God, thank God that's over?
No, actually, I didn't. I was very nervous from the very beginning, going up to Boston. I was quite nervous, and as if I wasn't scared enough, I get to the airport about an hour early on Friday. In Washington, and I'm sitting there.
Were you wearing your thumb ring at the time? Just noticed that.
You went to the airport on Friday?
See Alex's thumb ring?
Oh, Saturday, no. I'm sorry.
Let me see your thumb ring.
Wow. Sometimes I put it on my index finger.
Very, very
depends
interesting.
On my mood.
That's pretty.
Okay. All right. Just noticed that. Go ahead, Alex.
So you're at the airport.
And I'm sitting there, and like 3 seats down from me, I could just, you know when you feel someone staring at you, like they're going to say something? And I look over, and this guy asked me what time it was, and I told him, and I looked back, and I was looking for my ATM card, and he starts the conversation, so you're going to Boston, so you're from Boston, oh, I just went to Florida, I learned everything about this guy in 5 minutes, and in this process, he managed to move from 3 seats away from me to right in front of me, right in my face.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And
you use the pepper spray?
Kinda, and he kind of looked like, never.
I was wearing my rings.
Oh, you're like wearing your rings
on
your thumbs.
I think everybody should adopt the Alex Cleveland style.
Sure, everybody wear your rings on your thumb. There you go, Al. Thumbs up.
All right.
Gotcha. We're all wearing our rings on our thumbs now.
All right.
So what happened with this guy in the airport?
So anyway, so finally I say, well, I got to go to the ATM machine, so see you later. And
that's exactly how it happened.
Does anybody
that's
else
exactly
feel
what you said?
Maybe else feel the show just slowing down.
I'll forget my story.
She said, I have to go to the ATM machine, so see you later.
See you later.
All right,
good story, Alex. Now here is Joe Rockhead ready to give us his side of the date. Hi, Joe.
Oh.
Joey?
Yes.
Here's Joey Rockhead.
Joe Rockhead.
It's the Nutcracker.
Here he is. Hi, Mr. Nutcracker. How'd that dream date go?
Oh, it was a whirlwind weekend. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, what happened?
I met her at the airport on Friday evening.
Yeah.
She came in, and of course, she shared with me her story about the stranger in Washington.
What is the end of that story, very quickly, Joe?
He calls me a bitch.
Oh, he did?
It's wow. Very funny. It's a,
really?
It's a very good
story. I wish we had enough time to hear it, Alex.
Yeah. My
all right. Alex Cleveland, America's storyteller.
She can spin a tale. She can weave a yarn.
Absolutely.
So, Joe?
Yes.
Were you going into this looking for some romance, perhaps?
I was going into it because I remember thinking that she was very nice when I met her over like the day before Thanksgiving, and I was just looking forward to her coming up to spend time with her. I probably wouldn't have been averse to romance.
Joe, can I ask you a question? Do you have a cold, or is that just your normal way of speaking?
Oh, no. I got a wicked cold.
Wicked cold.
Yeah.
Joe Rockhead with a cold.
We'll know if you get a cold now, Alex. So you were not averse to some romance.
I wouldn't have been, but it's not what I was looking for. I just wanted to make sure she had a good time, and I wanted to get to know her better.
And what were you guys doing out till 3 a.m.?
Well, last call in Boston, you have to realize. It's 2 o'clock, 2:15, and we were booted out of the last establishment by a not-so-friendly waitress.
Now, didn't the alcohol help your romantic thoughts?
Yeah, good question.
Didn't the intake of booze for like 5-6 hours maybe put you in a more romantic mood than you'd been in?
No, because I pretty much kept it in check.
The hops and barley did not...
make your barley want to hop.
Stir up your innermost carnal thoughts.
I suppose that could have happened to a lesser man.
Had you
but myself?
Had you?
I kept my composure and I remained the gentleman.
Before Alex came up there,
yeah.
Did you maybe in the back of your mind have some crazy thought that at the end of the evening you two would end up in bed together back at her hotel?
Oh, look at the look on Ms. Cleveland's face.
Well, hold on. Let him answer the question, though.
Yeah.
Did the thought ever entertain your mind?
It entered the trances of my mind, and I knew it would never happen.
It entered the trances of your mind?
The two of you? Naked in bed?
I didn't really get that far in my little fantasy. I just thought, maybe we'll... No.
She's rubbing her hands all over your chest.
And then you do the wild thing like a couple of farm animals.
Nah, didn't even enter my mind.
She go, oh, Rockhead.
Stop it.
You know, they call you Rockhead. I call you Matthew. Matthew, it was the greatest weekend of my life.
You took me like no man has ever taken me before. You're not a college boy. You're a man.
Matthew, are you going to be visiting Washington anytime soon?
Matthew, as the Captain and Tennille sang, do it to me one more time. Do me, Matthew. Do me. Use me like your toilet. How you doing, Al? How you doing, Alex?
None of that happened.
I'm speechless.
None of that happened, huh, Joe?
Not at all.
Did you even try to make a move for a kiss or anything?
Nah.
You try to hold her hand?
No. Actually, I at one point when we were at the Nutcracker, and it just seemed like a very regal affair. There was everybody dressed up and everybody behaving themselves. I almost asked her if she wanted to take my arm and like walk in like a royal couple.
And you didn't even do that.
Just didn't feel like it.
Yeah.
Didn't feel like it.
Really? So you guys are just friends?
Yes, at this point we're definitely just friends.
Alex practically jumped out of her headphones to say yes to that.
Alex, would you like to say anything to Joe?
Like, this is goodbye forever.
Weekend. No.
I never want to see you again. She said she had a good time, Joe.
Yeah, it wasn't a lustful weekend by any means. But, I mean, I don't think she had a terrible time, and I don't think so. There are parts of it that she'll forget for a while.
What parts won't she forget, Joe?
That part when you came out of your dorm room nude.
Hello, Alex. Well, indubitably, I'm naked.
Well,
here you and I are, the elder statesmen, trying to stir the fires here. The two youngsters are being very well-behaved. You and I are the ones that are juvenile delinquents.
What are the moments on the date that you think she would remember, Joe?
I think, well, when we did the bars on Friday night,
we did the nasty.
Yeah, well, we went around Faneuil Hall and, like, Quincy Market area of Boston,
mm-hmm.
which is a nice, I mean, it's kind of like an old town Alexandria type of place, but with a little bit more atmosphere, and it was very classy, and like, and she mentioned
very
it was
classy,
like,
very nice, very nice, and very Faneuil Hall.
She mentioned what?
She mentioned it was like a Norman Rockwell type of painting, and she was getting very Christmassy.
Oh, no, that sounds like that's bordering on romance.
Is there any weather, any snow falling at all?
No,
there's snow on the
ground. Joe, Matthew. This is like a Norman Rockwell painting.
Silver and gold.
Do you work out, Joe?
Indubitably.
I think I mentioned something to that effect. Like, sorry it took me so long to get to the airport, but I was at the weight room more than I expected.
Oh, Joe, you got a lot of phlegm happening, don't you?
No.
Don and Mike have got me a hotel room for the weekend here in Boston. Joe,
Matthew... I was wondering, could we go back to the hotel room? I'll order strawberries. Strawberries dipped in chocolate and
strawberries.
And I'll put one in my navel.
And she went back and she got a big legal pad. She just kept writing, Mrs. Alex Rockhead. Mrs. Matthew Rockhead.
Matthew Rockhead. Joe, you're a good sport.
There was no love. Hello?
There was no love, but there was no hatred. There was no animosity. I mean, it was a very fun weekend. We had a great time.
It was really fun.
Are you taking anything for that cold, Joe?
God, no, and I need to. I tried to get some extra sleep today, and it didn't work.
Top of your head, off the top of your head. Rate the date, 1 to 10.
As a weekend, it was a 9.5. As a date, like where a romance is expected, it was probably like a 5. But that's because I kind of just played it by ear and just... had a good time.
Joe, finally, you should take advantage of that extra sleep you get with your eyes open.
And finally, please rate Alex on a 1 to 10 scale.
Oh, are you speaking like you speak to her as a girlfriend type, or just as...
As a girlfriend type.
She would probably be about an 8 to a 9 for a girlfriend.
An 8 to 9. Now,
you want
now,
to,
I'm,
Alex.
Now I'm going to ask you the same questions, Alex. 1 to 10, how would you rate that date?
And you are allowed to use negative numbers.
1 to 10, how would you rate it, Alex?
As a night?
As a
9
day.
And a half?
No, you're rating Joe Rockhead, the individual, as a boyfriend.
That's the last question, Mike. First, I have to find out about the date.
Oh, the night, okay, all right.
The night, how was the night?
The night was great. The night was a 10. The weekend was a 10. It was
okay. Great. Right. That's wonderful.
Now, if you would rate Joe as a boyfriend.
Pour moi?
Now, don't speak American. What?
For me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, she speaks French.
Yo. Still trying. You got to admire Joe Rockhead's perseverance. I'll
hey,
tell
Joe.
You that.
Joe, if Alex was to say to you now, listen, I judged you all wrong. I'm so turned on by you, and I just haven't been able to deal with my feelings. I came home, and all I've been doing is thinking about you, and I've had to take baths and everything because I've just been so hot thinking about you.
Well, I fully expect you to say that.
That's what you do, isn't it, when you get hot for somebody to take baths?
Absolutely. Take a nice cold bath.
Calgon!
I'm way too hot. Yeah, Calgon, take me away! My Calgon bath oil beads. If she was to say to you, Joe, I was all wrong about this, you big, strong, dumb guy, you, I really like you. Would you give it another shot with her?
I would definitely say, well, you know, I'm coming down in a few weeks, or I would have to see you again and look at you in that way and see what could happen then.
Alex is tapping her foot like there's some sort of pile driver under it.
Alex, rate him as a boyfriend, please. 1 to 10.
Just in general, not for you.
In general.
Yeah, oh, yes. There's the escape hatch I gave you there.
In general.
He'd be a great boyfriend. Probably 9.
And now, for you personally, rate him 1 to 10 as a boyfriend. Be honest.
About a 5, 6.
So you're telling him there is a chance.
Yeah. If you give him a 5, so now there is a chance for him. You just said yes.
Now, well, be honest with us, and this will all go away. Okay.
Come on.
This horrible, uncomfortable situation will all go away.
I don't really see a boyfriend situation.
So what would the number be?
I love it when you get serious, Alex.
So what would the number be, Alex?
Mm.
With the hands going every way. 1 to 10. For you as a boyfriend.
For me as a boyfriend,
yes.
About a 5.
So 50% yeah, chance.
That's better than it was last week at this time.
It is.
See?
Yeah.
It is. See?
Yeah. That just tells me we got to keep hooking these two up.
See, now, Alex, either you've got to give him, like, a 0, or he'll keep coming back for me.
Zero!
He's not a... And see, she's defending him. There is something between you two. There's something there, and if we have to force it out of both of you, we're going to do it. This will be a love connection.
Yeah.
I get the impression that they're, you know...
See, if you were really fed up with this and fed up with him, you'd say, listen, Joe...
You know it would go away. You'd be able to...
You'd say, Joe, no offense, listen, I rate you a 0 as a boyfriend. And then even later, if later you had to say to him, listen, I just said to Don and Mike what they wanted to hear on the radio.
See, you said you spent the whole week. You went up there, you saw him, you guys spent most of your time together.
Yeah.
And you rated the weekend a 10. So you had a great time.
And then you rated him a 5 as a boyfriend.
Right. And see, for somebody else, when it was not you particularly, you rated him a 9, and he gave you an 8 or a 9.
It sounds to me like love.
It sounds to me like you two kids are meant to be together.
Joe?
Yes.
Joe, do you want to go out with her again?
Oh, now, Alex, now wait, when Alex...
Is Alex crying? What's wrong?
No, it was when you said, do you want to go out with her again, Alex looked to me like she'd been stung by a bee.
Joe, do you want to go out with her again around Christmas time when you come down?
Got plenty of time.
He's great. See, I think Joe's the easiest part of this equation.
So, well, Joe, you would like another shot?
Joe? I would definitely like to see her again. I mean, she's very nice.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay.
Alex, would you like to go out with Joe Rockhead again?
I would like to go out with Joe I would like to be friends with Joe, but we are not going to get involved. It's just not going to happen.
There's no way? Is there somebody else, Alex?
Not yeah, kind of, but...
Not really. Is it Mr. Made Up? Is it Mr. Pretend?
Mr. Less? No.
No?
No.
Oh, now she's stomping again.
No,
she's acting like a little girl now.
She's going to do that baby talk thing.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
See, Alex,
I kind of got the idea about that over the weekend because, like, maybe at the first bar that we went to, she started talking about the ex-boyfriend.
No, I didn't.
Hey, what about,
all right, what about the ex-boyfriend?
No, you know what? We were talking about something, and I just said something about... Last time I was up there was with my... The only time I'd ever been in Boston was with him, and that's all
Your
I said.
Your ex-boyfriend,
but I didn't
Thor.
Go on and on. Yeah.
Lars. I picture her ex-boyfriend as some big Nordic type with a Viking helmet on.
Yeah, but we were up there for a triathlon.
Yeah, sure. Come now, Alex. We go to have hot dogs.
All right, I got to end this now. Joe Rockhead, you want to go out with her again?
Wouldn't mind it at all.
Alex, want to go out with him again?
And it's all over if you just say, you know, it's not going to go anywhere, and I'd rather not invest the time in it.
Do you want to go out with him again at Christmas, yes or no?
Yes.
No.
She can't say no. She can't say no.
There is something there, Alex.
I love it. I love it.
There is something between you two. All right, Joe. I guess we'll see you around Christmas time.
Way to go, Joe.
Thank you very much.
He just loves it.
Bye, Rockhead.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And the thing is, Joe Rockhead, I'll tell you why I'm giving him credit here. He just hangs in there. He takes all of our abuse, and he comes out a winner every
yes,
time.
Yes, he does.
I like you, Mary. I like you a lot. I want to ask you a question straight out. Flat out, I want you to give me an honest answer.
And Joe Rockhead with a haircut like Dumb and Dumber with a space between his teeth.
What do you think the chances are of a guy like you and a girl like me ending up together?
Well, Lloyd, that's difficult to say, and we really don't...
Hit me with it! Just give it to me straight! I came a long way just to see you, Mary. Just... least you can do is level with me. What are my chances?
Not good.
You mean not good like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
I already did.
Joe Rockhead, he's an idiot.
All right, get out of here.
All right.
Get out of here, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
Bye.
Quick break.
You.
We'll come right back with Buzz in Burbank. No, thank you. Buzz in the news right after this.
Radio gods.
I give up cues for the British show and tear.
Don and Mike. WJFK.
5:59. We'll go to the news cocoon in a second with Buzz. Now here's Sherry Licker. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
And we will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger, those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know our names are Don and Mike.
You realize if we can make it through the next week without driving each other crazy?
Yes.
We'll have made it to 10 years together.
Oh, wow. My God.
Yep, that's right. It's next Monday.
A decade of service.
The big 10th anniversary show, 1 week from today.
And I'm going to wear a special shirt for you on that day, too.
It's Buzz Burbank time. Oh, but you know, before we go to Buzz, would you like to pontificate a little bit about what you were just saying?
No. I mean, if you want me to, I will.
Well, if you think that's really what's happening.
I think it's a valuable insight, and I think that we owe it to our listening audience.
During the commercial, Sherry was telling us what she thinks is happening with Rockhead and with Alex Cleveland.
Good. I want to hear this.
And see, because Mike and I are of the belief that, well, first off, Alex, at least it seems to us, really likes Joe somehow, or else she would just say at some point, listen.
Yeah. It's certain things you can't fake, and I think when she made that comment about a 10 weekend, I think she had a legitimately good time on the weekend.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think, though, Sherry?
I think Alex is really easygoing and very, very sweet, and she would hate to hurt anybody's feelings.
So you think she might have had a rotten time?
No, I think she had a wonderful time, but she just enjoys herself. She's just having a good time, and that she enjoyed his company.
In spite of Joe Rockhead.
Well, I think that she said to me that she just knew that there's never going to be any spark there, and you know that. I mean, you know how that is with people.
Right.
And I think Joe Rockhead, his motivation is that he loves to be on the air. And so by continuing this, he gets satisfied this way. And Alex, I think, really doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, and she doesn't want to let you guys down because she thinks you guys are really rooting for the two of them to be together.
Doesn't she know that you know the payoff? I can't speak for the payoff that I'm really waiting for her to say, listen, Joe,
he's a psychopath. I don't want to be with him anymore.
She'd never do that. She's way too sweet. She'd never do that. She really... I think
Alex, come here.
She genuinely likes him as a human being, but I think as a boyfriend, she's
Sherry,
not interested.
Sherry, I just say, when you say that she's way too sweet, I just would like to tell you, you have condemned that girl to death now.
Hey, Alex!
Alex, get in here!
Alex, to the bridge!
I think Sherry's right, and I think no amount of coaxing will
so
convince
do you think
Alex
Buzz, do you think as a guy,
feeling.
Do you think Rockhead's in it for the airtime and only the airtime, or do you think there's...
That sounds pretty good.
I think he likes the attention. He always does.
Yeah.
That, but I think that's why he sits through our abuse. Mm-hmm. I think the other part of it is that he has some sort of interest.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Oh, sure.
Because who wouldn't? Because Alex is a wonderful person. But
hi,
I mean,
Alex.
I think that's part of it.
Hey, listen. Really? Do you hate him, really? What? Now, you're blowing kisses at Sherry. Does it mean that she said something you wanted to say?
no.
Yeah. And you won't, Alex, I want to tell you, you will not let us down.
You will not disappoint us.
If we are a factor, please just get that out of your mind, because we want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Okay, what's the deal?
This is my feeling.
Yeah, okay, finally, hold on. Okay. Let me get to wait a minute.
All right.
Hold on, we're
now ready. This is the way you really, really feel.
We're ready.
If it's painful for you to go out with Joe, we don't want it.
We're ready for Alex Cleveland's true feelings now.
Go ahead, Alex. Okay. Tell us the way you feel.
I feel that Joe is not as interested in me as it might sound.
Uh-huh. What about you, though?
Okay, but I just don't want it to sound like Joe is so crazy over me and he's this big loser and I don't like him. Because that's not it. It's
but he,
not
is a
it.
Big, he is a big loser, though. He's Joe Rockhead. He's an idiot.
comes up again because you said before that...
He's the dumbest intern we've ever had.
That you thought he was not interested in you. And well, that's a contributing factor as to why you feel the way you do about him?
No.
What if you really thought he was crazy about you?
It wouldn't change the way I feel.
So how do you, it I'll really ask wouldn't. Again, Alex Cleveland.
How do you feel?
How do you feel really about Joe Rockhead?
Like him a lot, but there is absolutely positively no spark.
There you have it. Now that's it.
All right, give me his number then.
Yeah. No, there's got to be some closure here, and for Joe's sake, you know, Joe's a young guy. He's a single, successful guy.
May I ask a request for Alex's sake? Then get him to own up that maybe he too feels the same
way,
and that he's
in
on it for the same thing.
That's
because otherwise,
idea.
She feels like she's rejected him, and she's so nice.
Sherry Luker, champion of being.